And this is a Wednesday edition of Ozarks at Large. Governor Asa Hutchinson yesterday joined the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce and the Tahlequah, Oklahoma Regional Development Authority to announce a new two-state partnership. Towns across Arkansas and Oklahoma are looking to be the new space for medical equipment manufacturing in towns all along the Highway 62 corridor. Ozarks at Large's Matthew Moore was at the press conference. He is here now. We are more than 6 feet apart at the Carver Center for Public Radio. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Kyle.
All right, so what is this new initiative?
The program is being called the Heartland Advanced Medical Manufacturing Regional Cluster, which is a mouthful, so we're calling it HAMRC for short. The cluster plans to work with major medical equipment companies to bring them to this area, which will then provide high-quality and high-paying jobs for local citizens that wouldn't necessarily require a higher education degree. Governor Hutchinson talked about how vital the need is for American-made medical equipment, and then it became very clear to him early in the pandemic.
We had ordered, and we had devoted $70 million to this, to buy PPE for our state and for our region to make sure we had it. But we're competing with everybody. We finally found some that was manufactured in Europe, and it was headed toward Arkansas through Spain. And all of a sudden in Spain, they said, well, we need it too, and they seized it. And so it never got here. Now, we got some money back on that transaction, but it illustrates the fact that when you are in an emergency and in a pandemic, you don't want to have to be dependent upon other nations, overseas markets for the supply.
And I think, you know, the question here always is, where is the money for this initiative coming from?
Well, that's a good question. Steve Clark, who is the president of the Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce, says most of the money is coming from the Build Back Better program. Now, this is the infrastructure plan currently sitting in Congress, but it does have bipartisan support and is very likely to pass.
We're going to ask for $75 million, of which $20 million will go in partnership with the Research Technology Park to build a data center.
All right. Do we know which towns, what towns are going to be part of this cluster?
According to Nathan Reed, who is the president of the Tahlequah Regional Development Authority, 11 to 13 communities are being invited to be a part of this program, with cities as large as Fayetteville to as small as Lincoln. Of course, Farmington is one of those towns that has already agreed to be a part of it, and Reed says towns east of Fayetteville, like Elkins and Goshens, will be invited to join HAMRC as well.
Why is this focused on medical manufacturing?
Well, as the governor said earlier, they see a great need for medical equipment to be manufactured in America, not just in pandemic times. And the region has excellent health care and education services, which plays a role in attracting companies to put their plants in this region. Access to excellent health care and good schools makes it easier for these companies to say yes, according to the governor.
You want to have the access to top quality health care to attract that talent to our state. But then COVID emphasized it even to a greater extent you have to have adequate ICU space, you have to have adequate hospital space, but also all of the research and academic parts of healthcare. And of course, we learned that medical technology and manufacturing is a key part of it. We had a gap because of COVID, and that's what we learned very specifically. And that's going to be a long-term lesson, that we have to return more of that manufacturing from overseas back to the United States, and this region needs to take advantage of that.
All right, Matthew Moore is a reporter and producer for us at Ozarks at Large. He was at this press conference yesterday in Farmington. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Kyle.